T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today we've begun to share the first part of our 5-part special series, Broken Systems. It's a closer look at the structures in place for those struggling with homelessness. Today's story shows the frustrating and lackluster results when everyday people and authorities try to solve one case by the books. And to speak more about this, we're joined live in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Metier. Phil, you know, what does the system do when someone is breaking the law, they're homeless, they may or may not be mentally ill? What do you do?
You do what you've just seen and you guys have been talking about, which you run it through the system, and chances are it winds up pretty much where it started. Stan, you're doing a special report on an individual where you were on the jury.
I stumbled into jury service, and here it was, a guy who masturbated for a half hour on frat row on a Friday night in Berkeley. I mean, those are the simple facts
okay,
of the case.
Okay, so the facts of the case are that you had witnesses to it, the cops were called, police were called, they came, they say, what do we do with this? What's the situation? That's the start. I'm going to tell you another story, because in San Francisco, if you go down on 4th and by the Metreon, there's a business there. I was going by there, and the security guards were all out, and there was one guy out there, and the security guards were almost forming like a barrier to get in. And I said, what's going on? And he said, every day at about noon, this guy walks in to the area here, drops his pants, and starts eating a bag of potato chips that he's picked up along the way. Okay?
Every day.
Every day.
That's like his gig.
It's and then we try to get him out, and then he walks on. So I asked Mayor London Breed, what do you do in a situation like that? Because they're talking about, you know, this is the behavior problems we're seeing. And she goes, well, you don't want to criminalize it, right? Because that's you heard that in the trial. You're making it a criminal offense.
I had prospective jurors say they couldn't serve because they thought the system criminalized homelessness and they couldn't support that.
So you didn't want to criminalize homelessness. It wasn't a violent crime.
Well, some would say it's a sex crime. And in fact, this guy is now a registered sex offender.
Exactly.
A result of our,
and 20 years ago, that would have been. But our expectations as a society have changed in so much in 20 years that you're sitting there, oh, that guy's doing that. It's like somebody going to the bathroom on the street. 20 or 30 years ago, you would have been shocked.
Yeah, number one, maybe. Number two, definitely not. Now.
Now you just kind of mosey by and hope something worse doesn't happen, right? So it becomes a health problem and rather than a criminal problem. So the mental health gets in. The minute that happens, then that person is viewed as a patient versus a criminal, so it's up to them to try to seek treatment. You don't impose it. But when it becomes a criminal problem, sometimes you don't have a choice. You're standing out in the middle of Berkeley, you do the citation or whatever. Oftentimes those things are dismissed in the quote-unquote the interest of justice, which basically says this is just a lousy case, nobody's going to like this, let's try to get some diversion or some other program. Either the person goes into the program and doesn't cut it, or there is no program for them to go through, and then you go into the negotiations prior to trial to say, let's just get rid of this thing or not. And that's where things can get testy, and you can just wind up in a trial saying it's all or nothing, and you wind up with the all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.